And what's good, y'all? Welcome back. It's your boy, Shawnee Sean, coming back to you again on another Monday. I hope y'all had a good week. I had a good week. And let's commence. I told y'all that I'm going to bring in a special guest, and I did. What's good with my boy, Ramir Williams?
What's going on,
how
man?
You been, man?
I want to just shout out my boy, Sean. This has been a blast just being able to, you know, prepare for this opportunity. A lot of you guys might know me as Ramir, but as of right now, I'm going by Mr. Williams, you know, continuing along with my presidency for this sophomore year.
Yes, sir.
Those is one of the things that are so important to me that I just want to come in and talk to Shawnee about and, you know, get you guys input on a lot of things and just, you know, be able to reach out and hear you guys' voice.
Yes, sir. And you have a clothing brand. Talk about your clothing brand.
Yes, so I do have a clothing brand. Mir Vision started in 2017. It's something that I care about so passionately about. A lot of my followers and my family, you know, they reach out to me all the time asking when I'll be dropping again. So I do have a lot of things in the works. We're looking at summer, but just right now I want to just be able to handle one thing at a time.
Where they can follow you at?
You know? Oh, yeah. So you guys can all follow me on social media at Mir Season. It's an L instead of an I. So that's MLRSZN on all social medias. I have my clothing brand in my bio. So if you guys want to reach out to me, please do. Like I said, we're dropping again in the summer. So I'm excited.
Hey, man, I can't wait for it. I'm actually going to go to the sneaker con in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be T,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, bro.
I can't wait for it.
Hopefully, like, I can try to get some shirts before the sneaker con because I definitely want to, like, you know, be there and matching the matching my merch with, like, the different kicks and stuff like that. Like, that would be a dream for me, especially back home. So,
now, speaking of back home, like, it seemed like, man, you that role model and, like, How do people look at you? Like,
It's crazy. Like, I remember when I was growing up and I'd be, like, you know, in middle school or even younger than that, just growing up in my city and, like, the small town heroes. Like, my cousin, like, shout out to her out of North Carolina, A&T. Got to show some HBCU love. But
always.
She's out there and she's playing basketball. She's been playing basketball forever. But I remember, like, how much love she would get in the crowd just, like, from everybody, you know what I'm saying, wanting to show support at her games and want to talk about her after the games. Like, I remember going to school and everyone's still talking about the 50 points she just dropped. And at the time, like, I was always interested in sports, but I wanted that recognition too. And I know I had a gift of, you know, speaking and, you know, trying to be in the leadership, always wanting to kind of be on top of everything. And once I started applying myself to that, everything started to come where you have people that, well, not even people, but kids, which I love to say, but kids who are, you know, younger than me, looking at me like, okay, I want to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's how it has to be for, like, for everyone. It's a domino effect. It's what you see, okay, let me do this, and who's watching me now, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Richmond Heights, shout out to all of them kids out there who's at school right now doing what they got to do. I miss them more than anything. But that's what I do it for. I hope that they still watching me, even though it's been a minute since I've been out there, bro.
You know what? And that's the topic for today. We talking about eyes on me. We talking about role model and just being like that big brother, big sister to someone else. And like just hearing your story about, you know, you being that big role model to your community, man. That's just amazing.
Yeah, bro.
So we going to talk about just three steps. So the first step is acceptance. So like you talked about, you know, you saw your sister. Oh, well, it was your cousin, right?
Yeah,
that played ball.
Mm-hmm.
You just saw her and just how she was like that role model on and off the court and how you wanted to be that. So you accepted that role. I just feel like our generation today, we just don't accept being that role model and not to just focus on one area, but I am going to focus on one area, is African-American. We need that heavily.
Yeah,
we
definitely
need those role models because if you look in the past, like all the Shakurs, all the Black Panthers, all the leaders that we really looked up to, the government, man, they took that away.
Yeah, definitely.
And they went the extra.
And they leave you with, like, and this is not to, you know, go against the grain on any of these African Americans that I might, you know, name, but they replace it with artists like, for example, Meek Mill. You know what I'm saying? I was watching a CNN panel debate, and, you know, they have politicians that are from Washington, D.C., or that was, you know, serving on Capitol Hill and has 20 plus years of experience talking about police brutality. And those are, you know, those faces are the representation of Caucasians and different majorities that are, you know, saying are in the United States of America. And our representation was a rapper. Mm-hmm. And that's what kids are focused on now. Mm-hmm. They're focused on who's getting the most followers on Instagram, you know, who's the best basketball player in the world right now, or and that's their role model, you know what I'm saying? But we need more role models that are doctors, more role models that are politicians, more role models that are scientists, role models that are authors, you know what I'm saying? Just it'll open the opportunities that every African American underneath that person has, you know what I'm saying? So that I feel like that's the biggest exception that any artist right now or anybody that is, you know, successful, they have to accept, like, you know what, I'm a role model whether I like it or not, so let me do as much as I can to show those who are watching me what's possible.
And then with the next step, accepting it, and then you gotta do the walk.
Yeah, you gotta do the walk.
Everybody do the talk. Everybody do the talk, but you gotta do the walk.
You gotta do the walk, bro.
So just with us right now, with us being college students, the walk that we can do is literally just simple stuff that we're doing today.
Mm-hmm.
Go to class. Yeah. Do the work. Do anything that you're doing, whether it's ORS. Like me, I'm vice president of Illmatic. Going, trying to do rec form, try to, you know, create events, try to bring people to open mic. If I'm going to perform, making sure it's good quality, it's good content. Just things that I can do, and then things I can do to help back at home.
Yeah, and it gets you thinking, too. Like, it gets you thinking about, especially once you're out here, like, okay, what action can I take that I can take today that I didn't take yesterday? You know what I'm saying? So what are the steps that can get me to a goal that I didn't see clear? But now that I'm here now, and I'm going every day while I'm in Xenia, Ohio, and that's no offense to Xenia, but we're all from big cities. I know you're from Columbus. I'm from Cleveland. So when you're out there, you're seeing just live action every single day. So when you're out here, sometimes you can just get set back on not doing pretty much nothing but just going to class. But I think, like, once you get to that point where, okay, I want to do something every single day, like you said, that walk over that talk is going to show. It's
definitely going to show. And then just your decision making.
Yeah.
Because, you're doing the work, but if you're making poor decisions or if you're hanging out with the people that you're not supposed to hang out with, people looking at and people see that.
Yeah, so definitely.
Literally just choose. I did talk about this earlier, man. A couple episodes. Choose your friends wisely. Choose the crowd that you hang out with, because character is what you do when no one's looking. So, like, really surround yourself with positive people. Surround yourself with a positive atmosphere. Make good decisions. And then, of course, you know, do the work.
Do the work, bro. That's like the main thing. The work takes over everything. Once you have that work ethic, that's pretty much all you need to speed. Do whatever you want to do. But that's real. But speed. It's just so shiny.
No, I want you to...
Man, but it's all about putting that work in. That's, if anybody's listening right now, whatever you have that's in your mind, whatever goal you have, whatever dream you have, just put the work in. That's really all I can tell you. And all the success after, I'm going to congratulate you in advance.
And just the last thing is the aftermath. You accept it. You do the work. It's there for the taking. You know, people going to look up to you. And the crazy part is you're not even going to know they look up to you. And that's the crazy part, because you just focus on you. You doing what you got to do to make sure it gets done. You helping your people back at home. It's just crazy just to see the aftermath.
It's really crazy. Like, I feel like the aftermath, and that word is just so strong as well. Because it's like, okay, what's the solution after everything that you've put in? What's the result? You know what I'm saying? But I think for me, what I want my aftermath is to be is for everybody that ever encountered me or ever came close to anything that I tried to put out to the world or try to put out to, you know, people that are looking for me to do anything. I want them to really know, like, you can really do anything you put your mind to. It just takes that dedication for yourself to realize it. It takes that dedication to the Lord, because a lot of time as African Americans, like social media will really slip you up from even like praying or even like knowing that there's a higher being that is controlling everything. But I know in society, it really gets hard to know what's important. And I think that once you really focus in on my spirituality, my mind, my body, you know what I'm saying, my routine throughout the day, those are the little things that when it comes to your aftermath, those are the things that are going to make the most effect. But life is short. We just seen some legend being taken from our arms like it wasn't nothing. Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. But anything, but his aftermath, though, is set. Like, if his legacy, his career, I think that's what I wear. Aftermath is so, like, set in stone because that's everything that's after the math, really. Everything after all the solution, the adding, the taking out your life, like...
The seeds, just his legacy, just the man was, the seeds that he just spread, and people just looking at him. Mm-hmm. Now people are really having that mentality.
I definitely... So, that's what I'm saying. Like, if that can be my legacy, if that's my aftermath, like, people seeing, like... Okay, everything he's done is still here. Everything he's done is still relevant. Everything he's done was for a reason, and that reason is still, like, the reason that people are going about their daily life. Give me that over anything, over any money in the world, bro.
And so, I'm gonna give you an example. If y'all still a little bit confused, I'm gonna give you an example of me real quick. So, me growing up, I followed a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who I was yet, so the people that I followed was my football teammates, and some of them wasn't good role models. They wanted to party, they wanted to be here and there and everywhere, they wanted the girls and all that stuff, and I followed that, but that's not who I was. So during that time, I got bullied.
Yeah,
I got bullied a lot, and I just want to be a part of the crowd. I just want to fit in, and so I don't know what. I think as soon as I started doing my podcast my sophomore year, I finally started to do me. And shout out to Nate, shout out to Brandon Jenkins, and shout out to Jordan Burns for just telling me to do the podcast. During that time, everybody just did podcasts. It was like a high school wave era, I guess, during that time. So they was like, just do something funny. And so I was like, I don't know what funny I can
And I
do.
Definitely don't want to forget, like, before heading out of here, like, this is an opportunity that will open up so many doors for you as a person. Like, when you coming in here and your energy literally being able to capture a room full of 200 people is something that everybody notices. You know what I'm saying? I felt it right when I met you. I can feel your energy from 10 minutes away. I just know, like, Sean's over there tea. So it gives people a sense of, like, what else does he have that's in him that we're not seeing? We want to know what's in your mind, what's going through your head. So this right here is, like, perfect for you. I hope this is something that you really continue to do, because I want to be on more episodes, man. I'm looking at the episode list now. I'm like,
And it's just so crazy. It's like, as soon as I kept on doing it, because it's been 4 years now, and the people who bullied me, they even respect me. They'll even talk to me, ask me for advice, and they said, I'm looking up to you.
Yeah.
And that's blows crazy, my mind. Bro. The people who really took me down and, like, took control of me is respecting me because I keep on doing what I love, and I didn't let nobody change me. Mm-hmm. I didn't let nobody tell me to stop doing this. I just kept on doing it, and now you look up to me.
And I know that you're such a good person that you accepted it. That you know what? You probably was like, I appreciate that. Because someone else who's not like you, who's not, you know, good spirited like you are, would just easily like, oh, forget this person. You did this to me 3 years ago. I'ma hold on to that. But you gotta realize, like, man, those guys, whoever they were, and I really strongly dislike bullies. Probably were young, ain't know what they had going on, or probably had so much at the house that was going on that they wanted to just find one of those good energies and just try to make it a bad energy, bro. But you know it's all love, man, forever, bro. I really appreciate you, bro.
Of course. So
always.
That is a wrap. I'm going to finish off with this closing statement. Yeah, you know, we need role models. That's a big thing. We need leaders. But if you don't know how to lead, follow the right person. Follow the right crowd. Because to leaders, they need to follow before they lead.
They definitely do, bro.
But that is it for your boy. I love each and every one of y'all. Ramir, thank you again for being on the episode. Everybody. Shout him out. Follow him on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat.
Make sure you guys follow me on everything. Once again, at Mere Season. Shout out to back home, Cleveland, Orlando. Mama, I love you. All of that.
And I will see y'all next Monday. Peace in the inner city, y'all.